about certain animals. One really cool fact is kangaroos. A kangaroo, whenever they get pregnant, in their actual, like, uterus, the baby will grow from an embryo to its youngest stage. And then from that point, the baby will be born and will have to crawl up the kangaroo's coat and into the pouch. So, when the baby is born, you can actually see it through the pouch, too. The pouch isn't, like, coated. When you look into the pouch, you can see all of the kangaroo's organs. And when the baby is born, it's not born in the pouch. It's born out where the vagina is on the kangaroo, and it crawls up its fur to get into the pouch.
That's pretty cool.
Very interesting.
It is interesting to learn about how animals give birth. Because, you know, seahorses, the males carry the baby.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting position to be in.
For the female whiptail lizard.
Oh, really?
They're an all-female species.
That's crazy. How do you learn about all these fun facts?
I really just pay attention in biology.
Well, there we go, folks. So, we're going to do a few more sleep fun facts, and then maybe go to a would you rather. How does that sound, guys?
Good.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
I'm good with that, too.
So, we're going to do some animal sleeps, because we got to combine DJ Big Mac's animal fun facts and some sleep fun facts. A little bit of a collab today.
Yeah.
So, dolphin sleep. Dolphins sleep with one half of their brain at a time, allowing them to come up for air while sleeping. That's pretty wonky.
Most fish actually sleep with half of their brain asleep.
Imagine only being half asleep. That's just me.
Half
guys.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, since I haven't had caffeine in a couple of days, that's been me.
I feel that. You know, have you been dreaming more?
No.
Oh. See, I have a hypothesis that caffeine stops you from sleeping. We were just talking about this earlier.
For me, it makes me tired, but after, like, 5 minutes, it just wakes me up really quick.
That's interesting. Would you like to read this one? DJ Rizzler. Hey, that's his DJ name, guys.
Alright.
DJ name.
Giraffe naps. Giraffes only need about 30 minutes to 2 hours of sleep per day. Often take short naps standing up.
Imagine sleeping while standing.
Imagine just waking up to a lion just pouncing at you.
Oh no,
you're just standing there and all of a sudden you wake up to see Mufasa just pouncing at your face.
That would be an interesting experience. It reminds me of this one meme.
And another fun fact, lions have a vertical jump of about 72 inches.
That is taller than me, I think.
They can jump.
That's 6 feet. Yeah, that's taller than me.
They can literally jump from where they stand onto. Oh no!
Sorry, guys.
Oh my.
That's the meme I was talking about.
Oh my god.
It's okay. They love each other.
The poor monkey.
So, for those of you who can't see, it's a, what is that? Is that a cheetah?
Yeah,
it's
no,
a cheetah with a monkey.
Like a jaguar.
So, some sort of feline. It may be a jaguar. And it's just playing with this baby monkey. It's just cuddling it,
yeah,
chewing on
a
it
cheetah.
A little bit.
That's not a cheetah. That's not a cheetah. That looks more...
Cheeto.
It's not a cheetah. It's more or less looking like a jaguar to me.
So, yeah, it's just like... Its mama instincts are kicking in to take care of this baby monkey. But the baby monkey is not having it. He is terrified.
So another thing about motherly instincts among different animals. For gorillas, if there's ever a fight that breaks out in the pack and a baby is dropped, it doesn't matter who the mother is of which child, a mother of a child, which is not that kid that got dropped, will come and grab the baby and take it away from the chaos.
Aw, you gotta love
mother instincts.
Mother instincts, indeed.
And another fun fact about gorillas, when in their packs, basically, they all raise a child together. So it's
community.
All joint. So
joint custody.
Bethany, let me see the kids. But
DJ Rizzler's face.
But yeah, it's all about the really like a joint custody kind of raising in the pack of gorillas.
I appreciate that. You know, what's it called? Penguins. If they find abandoned penguin eggs, they'll just start raising them.
Yeah.
You got something to say?
No.
Alright, I got you. So we're going to do a little bit of Would You Rather. I'm just going to do a quick test real quick. So we're going to go into a song and then do some Would You Rather.
Why do we have so many coffee songs?
See, he noticed it, guys. Because we're tired. We need some coffee. We already got through most of them, but we're going to go into Talk To Me by Cave Town.
Every single one of the songs has a C in it, except for two.
Look at that comment, Trent.